It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week's book is a young adult fantasy novel, but our adult reviewer loved it. Addison Godfrey reviews Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi.
Tomi Adeyemi has been hailed the next J.K. Rowling. She's the author of the best-selling young adult fantasy Children of Blood and Bone. I'm all for the comparison if it encourages people to read the 24-year-old's gripping debut novel, but I actually think it deserves to stand on its own. I devoured this book. I'll admit, the J.K. Rowling comparison is part of why I picked up the book in the first place, but I was also drawn to the book because Adeyemi incorporated elements of West African mythology and described the book as an allegory for the modern Black experience. I was curious to see how Adeyemi would weave together folklore, fantasy, and social commentary. After reading the novel, I can attest that she does this masterfully. Children of Blood and Bone is set in Orisha, a fictional land that was once inhabited by Magi, those who had magic, Kosidan, those who didn't, and diviners, those who would become Magi when their magic awakened. But the Kosidan king of Orisha led a crusade against magic. He orchestrated a genocide in which all of Orisha's magi were slaughtered, Zaylee's mother among them. After the genocide known as the Raid, Zaylee believes the gods who bestow magic among the diviners are dead, too. But the king's daughter, Amari, discovers this isn't true. She overhears her father and his commander discussing a magic scroll he thought had been destroyed, a scroll that has the power to awaken a diviner's magic. To test this, the king gives the scroll to Binta, a young diviner who is Amari's handmaid and best friend. When magic explodes from Binta's hand, the king swiftly kills her. Amari had known of her father's cruelty, but seeing him murder her best friend with no hesitation or remorse is more than she can take. She steals the scroll and runs away from the palace that has confined her, and crosses paths with Zaylee and Zaylee's brother. The three end up embarking on a journey to restore magic to Orisha before the centennial solstice, after which it will be too late. Magic will be gone forever. Bringing magic back is no easy feat. King Saran will go to any lengths to destroy magic and effectively bury the diviners, who have been oppressed ever since the raid. His son, Inan, Amari's brother, is determined to help him by finding Amari and killing Zaylee, and anyone who gets in the way. He has internalized his father's teachings that magic is a threat to the land he's bound to protect. The story alternates between the perspectives of Zaylee, Amari, and Inan, building to a stunning conclusion that leaves the reader wanting more. And there will be more. Children of Blood and Bone is the first book of a projected trilogy. It's been a long time since I've felt so engrossed by a fantasy world, and I can't wait for book two.
That book is Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. Reviewer Addison Godfrey is a graduate assistant at WPSU. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.